friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Friend, I hope you're rejoicing. I hope you're being glad in it. Friend, welcome to this Thursday, this June the 8th, 2017. Hey, how are you? It's Joey Kroll with you here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. How is your week coming along? I hope you're enjoying the summertime temperatures. Whew, I'll tell you. Yeah, I was looking at the forecast for this weekend. It's really going to feel like summer. That is for sure. Hey, speaking of this weekend, don't forget coming up Saturday night. Wow, I'll tell you what. It feels like we've been talking about it for quite some time. Ivan Parker is going to be in concert at Lincoln Square in Urbana this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. For general open seating. Now, wristbands will be given out as tickets. There is still room for you right now as we speak to get the $10 open general seating when you pre-register ahead of time, where you can get your wristbands at the door the night of for $15. So you'll save a few bucks if you get them ahead of time. You can pre-register at greatnewsradio.org. You can visit the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, or you can call 217-367-7777. But I really encourage you, if you really want to enjoy the evening, take advantage of the VIP treatment. Yeah, it's the Artist Circle Reserve Seating, which includes a special meet-and-greet reception with Ivan Parker before the concert. That is $25. Consider taking advantage of that. Again, you can pre-register and get more information by visiting the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, Suite 112, across from the food court. You can also go online at greatnewsradio.org, or you can call 217-367-7777. Going to be a fantastic evening. The Singing Men are going to be there as well, and just going to be a wonderful night of God-honoring fellowship and Christ-centered music. So, again, you can get more details by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, our church had our first VBS meeting this past week, kind of preparing for our VBS in late July, and that just reminded me, I need to get information ready to put it on the Great News Radio event calendar. So if your church has an upcoming Vacation Bible School or an upcoming event that you want us to promote free of charge, just our way of saying thank you and giving back to the community, send your information to us as soon as possible, at least 2 weeks in advance, so we can promote that for you as far out as possible. You can send that in writing to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can send it through our website. It's pretty simple. Just visit greatnewsradio.org, click on events, and there you will have a tab right under Ivan Parker's picture to fill out that information and submit it right there at our website. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Fred, you are going to be blessed today. We are going to be playing Songs of Inspiration here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Songs of Inspiration, so sit back, relax, and be prepared to be inspired. Here's music from the Tally Trio and Life Goes On here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
When the world, as you know, it has ended, and the darkness won't give way to dawn, in your hour of grief, it's so hard to believe life goes on.
When you pray for a way to endure, but a part of your heart is gone. Though you can't see it now, still you know somehow life goes on.
Life goes on. Life goes on. There is never an end. One was dead, lives again. Jesus promised that life goes on.
Thank you.
place you have never belonged. I have nothing to dread, for my Father said life goes on. And one day when death comes to call you, say farewell to this world that you've known.
The Tally Trio and Life Goes On here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you, and just want to say thank you so much to some dear friends of the ministry, Jim and Barb Esworthy of Ogden, Illinois. And they are covering today's music and messages in honor of their two precious college-age daughters who are now with the Lord. In fact, their daughters, Jackie and Jennifer, went home to be with the Lord 20 years ago today due to an automobile accident caused by a drunk driver. And Jim and Barb wrote, "Jennifer and Jackie were the joys of our lives. They went home to be with the Lord this day 20 years ago. Our hearts are forever broken, but we thank the Lord for giving us sustaining strength." Isn't that beautiful, friend? How the Lord gives us that sustaining strength. And Jim and Barb wrote, they say, John 14:12 has been particularly meaningful to us. It says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." And Jim and Barb actually wrote a poem entitled 20 Years Ago. It says, "Two special lives passed from our sight, but never from our hearts. Lives as beautiful and brief as a rainbow, their spirit and legacy enduring forever. Remembering you is easy, we do that every day, but missing you is a heartache that never goes away." And friend, in the midst of the missing, in the midst of the sadness, there's joy. There's joy, friend. There is joy. Because the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jennifer and Jackie, they believed in the Lord Jesus. They followed the Lord Jesus. And Jim and Barb will one day see them again. Because the tomb is empty, friend. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too shall experience a resurrection. And that is the hope that we believers have, though we suffer grief. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you.
We dress in black and we say goodbye. How our hearts break and oh, how we cry. Yet though we grieve, we still have hope. 'Cause for all hearts of faith, we trust and know there is a hello after goodbye, a blessed reunion promised in time. We will be with them far longer than we were without.
No doubt,
no doubt.
No more tears in our eyes
in that
goodbye.
Twyla Paris and Amazing Grace here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, playing your favorite songs of inspiration.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all
right, friend. There is no one like Jesus. What a beautiful Savior. What a beautiful Savior. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. In fact, today's broadcasts on Great News Radio has been provided by Jim and Barb Esworthy of Ogden, Illinois. This dear couple knows the heartache of losing family as 20 years ago today. They lost their beloved daughters, Jennifer and Jackie, in an automobile accident that was caused by a drunk driver. And there's a story that they share after the crash. Jennifer's friend Jan called to tell Jim and Barb about a note that Jennifer had written to her that she keeps in her Bible. And she wrote, Jennifer wrote to Jan, said, "Jan, please read James 4:14 and then open this." She says, "I may be gone tomorrow. I have to make sure that you know how much I care about you." James 4:14 says, "What is your life? You are a mist that appears only for a little while and then vanishes. None of us know what will happen tomorrow." And friend, in closing, the Esworthies and all of us here at Great News Radio urges you today to put your trust in Jesus Christ. Because Jennifer and Jackie did, they are with the Lord and their parents grieve, but not without hope. Put your trust in Jesus today.